All right, let's go talk to Davis. Hey, Davis, it's Tim Carter. Thanks for calling Ask the Builder on WGRR 103.5. Good morning. Good morning, Davis.
Yeah, good morning, Tim.
Hey, sorry it took so long.
I appreciate the information on the Abitron and the wood borate, too, because I've had similar problems, and that should help a lot of people.
They're a great little company. This is one of the best things that the Internet has done, especially since the Internet has happened at about the same time as some of these big box stores. You know, I don't want to name them by names because I'm not a big fan of them. And here's what happens. A lot of these little companies that make great products used to sell to the lumber companies. And now that these big box stores are shoving the lumber companies out of business, you know, they're struggling, some of them. But Abitron figured out how to sell their stuff over the Internet, so they're thriving.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, it's a great...
It's a common problem that a lot of people have.
Oh, yeah, you got that right. All right, so how can I help you this morning?
Well, I sent you an email. I'm trying to cut through a brick wall in a window.
Yes, I remember your email. Yeah, you want to cut a pretty big opening in this brick wall.
Well, I don't really have the window sized yet, but it's going to be probably at least 3x5.
Okay. All right. This is a great question. Here's here's how brick walls work, and really most masonry walls. And this is true in where what we call the walls have what we call a running bond. You know how the most brick are laid, where you lay a course of brick. And the course of brick that you're laying, the center of the brick you're laying, goes right over the top where the two brick below meet. You know what I mean?
Right. And it's an overlap joint.
Yeah, it's an overlap type joint. Okay. What happens, that is an engineering cantilever. So that, I know, here's what that means.
Okay. I understand what you're saying.
Okay. Exactly. So have you ever seen those stair step cracks in concrete block or brick walls before?
Right.
Okay. Well, here's what happens. Okay, so let's see. You said it was going to be 3 feet wide, and a typical brick is 8 inches. You know, let's just say it's 8 inches long. So you've got like 3 or 4.5 brick that would span the top of that window. You know,
okay.
if one brick started right at the edge of the window, okay?
Right.
So I'm drawing this out on this piece of paper as I'm talking to you. So what happens is, on the course of brick that's over the window, all of those brick need support from the lintel. See what I mean?
Right.
But the next course up, only 3 of the brick need support. And the next course above that, only 2 brick need support. And finally, the 4th course above the window, or maybe the 5th, I've lost count, only 1 brick needs support. And when you get above that last brick, all the brick above that are fine because that load's being distributed around the sides of the window. Okay, does that make sense?
Right.
Okay, so when you cut this opening, you don't have that much weight that you're dealing with since it might only be 3 feet wide, but there still is a danger that you could, you know, that you could have a problem, all right? So you have to provide some temporary support for that brick as you go up. And here's the way it's done. It's so simple, man, you're not going to believe this. As you start to make the opening in the wall, you're going to have to put a lintel in it either way, okay?
Okay, now, I guess the question I have is, do I make this cut from the exterior on the outside of the brick or inside through the sheeting?
Okay, I'm telling you right now, here's how to do it. Okay, here's what's going to happen. You're going to have full access to the back of this wall, right? Because you're going to have to put a header in.
Well, I will. I don't have it yet. It's covered with drywall.
I understand it.
Cut through there and put a header in.
All right. Okay. Well, this is how simple this is. You're not going to believe it. This is so easy, man. You're just going to shake your head and say, "I don't know why I didn't think of that." You're going to have to buy, and luckily these angle irons are inexpensive. They're not that expensive. Okay. So the first step that you're going to do is you're going to determine where this window is going to go on the outside of the house. You're going to go to that brick joint. You're going to get a grinder. And you're going to grind out half of the mortar, or maybe almost 2/3 of the thickness of the mortar, you know, in that horizontal bed joint, okay? And you're going to extend the grinding about 4 inches past where you're going to create the opening at least, all right? Maybe even farther, maybe even 8 inches on either side, all right? Got it?
Past
either side of where that final brick opening is going to be. Now here, I'm going to explain why you're going to do that. So now you haven't taken out all the mortar, so the brick wall has still got support. See, because all the brick are still in place.
Okay, when you say grinder, can I use a concrete saw?
Yeah, sure, you can
cut
do that.
Just out rather than grind it out?
Absolutely, whatever it takes. But you just got to be careful that you don't get out of control and nick the brick above, okay?
That
are going to stay.
Right, I understand. Now, with regards to the saw, is it better to rent one of the saws of a metal blade, or can I use a skill saw with one of those composite mortar?
You can use a skill saw.
Okay.
But just make sure you wear goggles,
because those
blades can
I've
shatter.
I've cut brick before, so.
Yeah, they can fall apart. Okay, now, once you get all that mortar out of the way, you've bought two angle irons. You're going to put a temporary, you're going to slide this angle iron in to the brick, and it's going to face the wrong direction. You know what I'm trying to say? Because you're sliding in the one edge, and the steel, you know, is extending upwards. Got it? I don't care if it extends up or down. I really don't care. But all that this angle, the first angle iron is doing, is it's supporting the load of the brick. You got it?
Got it.
Okay. Now what you're going to do is, now you've got the load of the brick transferred to the, temporarily transferred to the angle iron and the sides of the brick wall. Now what you can do is you can go onto the other side of the wall, tear it all apart. You can locate where the this brick joint is, and you can start to grind out the rest of the mortar joint. See what I mean?
I understand.
Okay. Then what you can do is you go on the back side of the wall and you start to tap into place the second angle iron. Got
when
it?
When you say angle iron, are you talking about
it's an L-shaped
lintel or just a regular piece
it's
of
a lintel.
Angle?
And it's a lintel. And what brick angle irons are, when you see a finished house, you don't see but half of the steel. It's actually an L-shaped piece of steel. You know, it's
right. I'm familiar with lintels.
Okay, all right. So what happens is you then start to tap in the real angle iron that's going to stay in place on this wall.
And that's done from the inside.
And it's done from the inside. And as you tap it into place, you got to have somebody on the outside of the wall to catch the other angle iron. See what happens?
I understand.
Because
yeah.
you're knocking it out.
Right.
You're knocking it out.
Right.
And that's all it's done. Now you've got your new angle iron, the new lintels in place. And now you can safely start to remove all the brick below the new lintel, and that's all you do.
Okay, so basically what you're doing is you're judiciously removing that top mortar grout and then tapping in the angle iron from each side to take the load, and then you've once that's done, you can come in there and cut the brick out.
There you go. It's that simple. I mean, it just takes a little bit of work, but that's the way to do it. You know, now because it's a smaller opening, some bricklayers, you know, and builders may take a chance. In other words, I actually may think, you know what, there's not that much load, because when you start to add up the weight of those four brick, the three, the two, and the one, but the problem is that if you goof up and something goes wrong and then that mortar kind of breaks loose, now you've got a crack there, and it's just...
Well, I mean, for no more work than we're talking about, it's just probably a safe way to do it.
It is. It's the safe way to do
well,
it.
Well, there's a deck that's above this, and it's screwed to the stud. So, you know, that's probably got some, that's taken some weight off up there. So, you know, I need to look at the project a little bit more closely before I determine whether or not I could take the risk.
Right.
But
that's how you do it, Davis.
And you overlap on the side cut about 8 inches on each side from where
the window. Well, I mean, if my bricklayer John Hay was putting it in brand new, on a small opening like that, since it's only 3 feet, we would only have that lintel bare about 4 inches on either side.
Okay.
That's all. I mean, so, but you know, I wouldn't go any less than four.
Okay.
All right, I got to run, man.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thanks for your call.